find that when I'm struggling, especially when it has to do with one of the areas of my own brokenness and weakness, it helps when I'm able to talk to somebody that, well, actually understands what it is that I'm going through. Now, there are a lot of people that want to give good advice to people regarding their own struggles, but sometimes their advice doesn't come from their own journey. It's just their opinion about how someone should handle their journey. But the truth of the matter is, I have found over the years that when there's someone that has walked a path that I'm now walking, they've come out on the other side in such a way that I know that they've actually grown. The fact that they've struggled doesn't disqualify them in my eyes. It actually qualifies them to speak into my own circumstance and my own situation. I have found this a lot in my life that, well, I've been kind of honest about the fact that I've faced struggles, and that I find that instead of it repelling people, that often when they see that I continue to try to turn into the Lord and allow the Lord to use this and change me, that it endears them to me more. It enables them to turn in and ask questions because they know that I have walked out some of the very same struggles that they have walked. Now, I'm going to say more about that in a few moments, but I want to get to the issue again of Jesus, our Lord. You know that we're doing this little mini-series on walking the way of Jesus, the way Jesus walked the way. And we've already handled some important issues like the importance of identity and intimacy, community and character. Well, today I want to talk about this issue of brokenness and the degree to which Jesus understands brokenness and is willing to meet us in our own experiences of brokenness because, in fact, he's been there. Now, I know that there are a lot of folk who think that because Jesus was the Son of God, that he has some special advantage as he was here on earth. But the scriptures would say, no, that's not true, that Jesus set aside his glory, that he wouldn't use his power for personal gain, and that he actually walked this life as one of us to both understand what it is that we face, but also to give us a greater understanding of how we can lean into him in times of difficulty and trial. And so I would argue that Jesus certainly understands the issue of brokenness. And that's our theme for today, walking the way of Jesus the way Jesus walked the way, and looking at the issue of our brokenness. Now, I want to read a passage of Scripture that comes from Hebrews chapter 4. It says this, "Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. Now, it's talking here about Jesus is our priest, our bridge to God, and he's now with God, and he's there to serve as a, if you will, an intermediary. He's interceding for us as a priest. And now listen to this. "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet he is without sin. Therefore, let us approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." Okay, this passage of Scripture is just filled with truths that can tremendously help us. The first that I've already mentioned is that Jesus, he's there now. He's interceding for us. He is our bridge. He takes the provision of God and then reaches his other hand out to us in our need in order that we can experience this amazing grace that God has. But this priest that we have, our Lord Jesus, the Bible says, is someone who has walked our way. He understands what we face in life. And it even goes so far to say that he has been tried. I want to emphasize that our Lord walked in this muck and mire that we have, and he does understand. If you wonder if Jesus ever faced brokenness, just, wow, just consider his life. I mean, from the very beginning, he's born in a stable. He very early in life has to be taken away in order to get out of the sword of Herod, who wants his death. He wasn't totally understood by his parents. And then when he goes into ministry, his own family thought he was out of his mind. Mary herself was wondering if Jesus had somehow lost it. And then the very people that Jesus comes to serve and to love, they reject him. They push against him. They see him as, in many ways, contradicting the law of God rather than coming to fulfill the law of God. And then, of course, there's the whole persecution that Christ faced at the hands of the Pharisees and the religious leaders. And then our Lord ends up on a cross where he dies. Nails in his hands, sword in his side, nails in his feet, stripes on his back. Jesus understood brokenness. And his understanding of brokenness, I am absolutely convinced, is part of what gives him compassion toward us in our brokenness. Jesus did not live in a bubble. He faced the trials and the persecution and the rejection and then the physical harm, the spiritual harm that came at him. And this is one of the reasons that the scripture says here that Jesus understands us in our journey because he, in fact, walked this journey of brokenness. That's why I love this passage that says, "Let us therefore approach God's throne of grace with confidence." First, it's a throne of grace. God wants to pour grace out upon us. I may have mentioned this, and forgive me if I'm repeating myself, but recently I was listening to a 30 for 30 that was on television about Tony Mandarich. And he made a statement, and that people ask him, "How did you get out of the mess you were in to see your life turn around?" And he said, "God's grace, God's willingness to give riches to us that are undeserved." And so what the scripture says here is that we can approach God's throne of grace with confidence. We who are broken, we who are needy, we who are hurting, approach his throne of grace with confidence. Now, why is it that we can do that? Because we can receive mercy and grace that'll help us in our time of need. Why? Because we have there a priest who understands the whole issue of our own brokenness. If you're like me, I'm at times discouraged by my brokenness. I certainly am ashamed at times of the way I've manifested that brokenness in the past. And those things are not really the responses that God wants. He wants us to turn to Christ in our brokenness because Jesus understands our brokenness. I admit it. I've wrapped myself around that passage of scripture in Isaiah 42 that says, "A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not put out." I've mentioned that time after time, but it's because the Lord does have a compassionate understanding of our brokenness. Now, I have a new book that's going to come out in October. The book's called Some Kind of Crazy. Kind of an odd title, but it deals with my own story. It's somewhat of a memoir of my own brokenness and how Jesus has met me in that brokenness. And that while there's part of me that wants to run and pretend like these things didn't happen, the truth of the matter is the Lord's met me there. By the way, the book may not be out until October, but you can go to Amazon or Waterbook website and you can pre-order it, or there's also a chapter there that you can read that's free. Well, promoting the book is not the reason I'm here. It's promoting the notion that Jesus understands our brokenness. He's walked the way of brokenness. And if we're going to walk the way Jesus walked away, we have to come to grips with the fact that we are a hurting, broken people. Now, I wrote a book years ago called Healing Care, Healing Prayer. And in it, I talk about a little cause and effect relationship between brokenness. Here's the way it happens. We get wounded in life. We get hurt. Those wounds create a lot of false beliefs in us, things about the way we believe about God and the world and other people. And many of those false beliefs create a lot of emotional turmoil in our lives, and we end up engaging in a lot of dysfunctional behavior to try to kill the pain of that emotional turmoil. Take someone who maybe their dad left them when they were 5 years old. They never saw him again. That's a wound. And many people whose fathers abandoned them, they begin to believe things about themselves. It was my fault. If I'd have been a better kid, he'd have never left. I'm unlovable. I'm unworthy. And you know, when you believe that it's your fault and you're unlovable and you're unworthy, boy, that can create a lot of emotional upheaval in your life. There can be fear and anger, a sense of rejection, a deep sense of unworthiness. And pretty soon, we're engaging in different kinds of dysfunctional behavior to try to, if you will, stop all that, to kill that pain. Wounds create false beliefs, which create emotional upheaval that drive us to dysfunctional behavior. Well, I'm mentioning all that because this is the very place where Jesus understands and where Jesus wants to meet us. He cares about our brokenness. He wants to meet us in our brokenness. He even finds treasures for us in the midst of brokenness. That's Isaiah 45, verse 3, that there are treasures of darkness hidden in secret places. Look, I would have never chosen the journey I'm on, but as I've looked at that journey, there have been treasures that have come my way through the grace of Christ, even in the midst of my brokenness. Why? Because Jesus understands brokenness, and he's compassionate about it. He knows rejection. He knows temptation. He knows spiritual abuse. He knows that when the people you love, in essence, turn against you, he understands all of that. And he stands there ready to meet us in the midst of our brokenness. And so I want you to understand today that the way of Jesus is not a way of pushing you always to be better than you are. It begins with accepting the reality of your own story and inviting Jesus into that story in order that, well, he can take that part of the story and actually turn it to something that is powerful and to something that is good. I wonder if there are moments, I know there are in my life, that I wonder, does anybody really care about the struggle I'm in? And I want you to know that Jesus does care. The way of Jesus is the way of understanding the issue of brokenness. And he is the one that wants us to turn to him in the midst of our issues. And it doesn't disqualify us. But in fact, when we begin to really experience the power of Christ in the place of our brokenness, we begin to find that the very thing that we were most ashamed of becomes the place where we can have the most powerful ministry. I'm going to talk more about that in our next podcast. But right now, I want to extend to you this wonderful word that comes from Hebrews, that we have a Savior who understands our issues, our brokenness. He's touched it. He's tasted its nasty flavor in his own life. And now he turns to us and says, "Let me help." I'm going to encourage you, just go to prayer. Ask the Lord if there's an area of your life, an area of your own brokenness that he wants to touch you in, some place where a wound created a false belief and false beliefs created emotional upheaval, and that emotional upheaval then drove you to behaviors that have really been harmful to you. Ask the Lord. I know he'll show you, and he wants to meet you there. Also, don't forget, we have a lot of resources about this that are on our website, The Invitation to a Healing Journey, different podcasts. Also, the book Healing Care, Healing Prayer, Wounded, other resources that I've written to help us understand how the way of Jesus is the way that understands brokenness. Let's learn to walk his way, the way Jesus walked the way. God bless you.